Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin lawmakers have been working overtime on a package of bills designed to limit the powers of the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. Despite advantages in both the Assembly and Senate, the Republican effort to pass some of the controversial changes has not been easy. A planned move, the 2020 presidential primary, was set aside. A Medicaid work requirement was passed shortly before 1 o'clock this morning. A loud crowd booed Governor Walker and shouted protests as he threw the switch to light the state Christmas tree Tuesday. Protesters held signs opposing the lame duck session held by lawmakers to weaken the powers of incoming Governor Tony Evers. A high school choir singing Christmas carols was drowned out by protesters singing anti-Walker songs. And saying in many cases its tuition is less than similar institutions, the University of Wisconsin-Madison is proposing a tuition increase for some of its students. UW Chancellor Rebecca Blank says at least 20% of the $16 million generated would be funneled back into financial aid. The Board of Regents is going to consider the request at a meeting this week in La Crosse. The remodeling is completed and the Oneida County Humane Society is open to the public to see the upgraded building. Expansion plans were announced 2 years ago when the organization received a couple of unexpected cash awards. Work began last spring. The project includes a larger lobby, wellness rooms, and separate entrances for dogs and cats, among other changes. Work came in on budget, according to Facility Director Bria Swarthout. She says another area is set for adoption.
Also added a meet and greet area, so when families come to visit with their new adopted friend, there's a nice room that they can kind of visit and get to know the pet in. We didn't have that before, so it's definitely a good fit for what we do here.
And she says the new facility is a great improvement, nearly doubling the space. The expansion cost about $600,000. The building was originally constructed at its current location on North Stephen Street in Rhinelander in 1983 and saw an addition in the year 2000. Swarthout says the public is invited to drop by to check things out. Hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, noon to 6, Saturday, noon to 3. And while the holidays can be a time of great spirits, for some the holidays can be a tough time after the loss of a loved one. This week, a session is set in Minocqua to help people through the holidays. Barbara Shaneman is the bereavement coordinator at Dr. Kate Hospice in Arbor Vita.
It really doesn't matter how long ago your loved one died. The holiday season is a difficult time, or can be. When a loved one is ill for a while, we have time to talk to that person and hopefully prepare ourselves for the end of life and the grieving process that follows. But when you have a person die unexpectedly, the feelings of loss can be maybe more intense. We don't always get that opportunity to say goodbye.
Barbara Shaneman says the general rule of thumb is a year in the grieving process, but for some that can last longer. She says it's a pain that has to be gone through. A program is set for Thursday, Coping with Grief During the Holiday Season. The free session is at the Minocqua Public Library Large Conference Room from 1 until 2:30 p.m. She says you can RSVP at Dr. Kate Hospice. That number is 800-234-3542. And a Wausau man will face more than 50 years in prison if he's convicted on charges he gave a woman a fatal dose of heroin. 45-year-old Jermel Hill is scheduled to appear in Marathon County Circuit Court next Monday. He's charged with first-degree reckless homicide. The victim died of an overdose September 11th. Her name has not been released. The weather forecast for the afternoon, look for skies to be cloudy with a 30% chance of snow showers and a high near 25. For tonight, 40% chance of snow showers, cloudy, low 13. Thursday, still a chance of morning snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 18. And then it's going to get colder. Thursday night, partly cloudy, the low will be about 3 below, but wind chills 10 to 15 below. Friday, a high near 15, temperature is rebounding a bit for the next few days. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.